And welcome back on this Friday night. All right, we're going to do something very special for the next 2 hours. Without question, the dean on this planet of history is Jordan Maxwell. Jordan knows more about history than anyone I'll ever know, and probably anyone you'll ever know. He's been studying history for over 50 years and understands all the connections, how the dots line up, and who's doing the actual connecting. In this case, we have a conspiracy to deceive and defraud the world into believing that this coronavirus is a deadly issue, and that in the U.S. almost 600,000 are dead. It's all lies. It's lies. I just got a video from a gentleman in Australia showing outside stacks of alleged coronavirus dead. They're wrapped up in black plastic bags, and their feet are taped together, their ankles, just the dead bodies are stacked up. They're in black plastic. Well, then it shifts to the location where these people were actually put in the plastic, quite alive. And it's really funny because when they're stacked up outside, the camera pans up to the top, and one of them at the very top of the stack of dead bodies is smoking a cigarette. They're all alive. Or they're stuffed with just styrofoam and stacked up there. It's all a lie. And yes, there are some people who have died, but what have they died of? Did they die with coronavirus, or did they die because of it? The CDC has admitted that only 6% of the alleged dead in this country had only coronavirus when they died. All the rest, 94%, had comorbidity factors. So they died of diseases that people usually die of. Just normal death rates. They've proven that the death rate from 2019 to 2020 didn't change. Virtually identical in terms of percentages and averages. So there we go. Lying has been an integral part of the dominating control interests that are wielding such power over this planet. They have lied to people from the beginning. They have created great religions predicated on lies to keep people thinking that that was the truth, and they must feel comfort in embracing that truth. It's all a scam. And Jordan Maxwell knows better than anyone else all about it. He knows so much, it's overwhelming. And I've known Jordan for a long time. Are you there, Jordan? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Jordan has sent me about 8,000 pictures. Well, more like 80 pictures. And we have them all up on the homepage. So go to the guests, click. You all know where it is. It's right up the top there, tonight's guests. And then under Jordan's name, click on that and bring up all the images on that page. We're going to scroll right down through them. And are you ready to go, Jordan?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Jordan is going to tell us everything we've ever wanted to know, and probably a lot of things we never wanted to know, because that's right. The kind of master of history he is. The first image is, it's black and white, and it says on the left, as you can read, the rising sun god Shamash is cutting his way through the mountains of the east on this greenstone cuneiform cylinder seal showing the major solar deities of the Akkadian dynasty, which ruled in Mesopotamia from about 2350 to 2200 BC. Okay, what are we looking at here?
Well, now we're looking at on the right-hand side. It says the ancient Akkadian sun god Shamash is now the Old Testament god of Israel, who today is known as El Shaddai. Why
did he get
telling you that? The more things
how did he get a promotion? He was promoted.
Yeah, he's got promoted. So now he's the Jewish god in Israel, the sun god. And his name is Ashkenazi. No, his name is...
That's okay. You can go with that. That's good.
Yeah. Tetragrammaton is his name. Tetragrammaton.
Right.
And it's because it's the four word. Tetra is four. Gramma is a letter like A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
And Aton, A-T-O-N, is the Egyptian sun god. So today, Yahweh or Jehovah, the Jewish God of the Old Testament, is known as El Shaddai. The more we think, the more things we change, the more we stay the same. So the point being is that the first one shows El Shaddai rising, the sun rising between two mountain peaks. Now we go to the next one. This is a better, far better picture.
Right.
We see the God rising again through the mountains of the east. And on the bottom, you will see an Egyptian rendition of the same picture, the Egyptian picture.
Uh-huh.
You keep that in mind. Now, the next one, it says a very ancient world-class symbol of God in the world today is a sunrise between two mountains. And you will see, holy is my God.
Where's that picture taken? Any particular place, Jordan, that we should take note of where the sun comes up like that? Is that a special location?
This is out of Egypt, I think. Most of it's out of Egypt.
Okay.
But my point is that holy is my God, and fire in the minds of men is a book. And in the book, you will see on the inside of the first page, it says the history, and the name of the book is The Fire in the Minds of Men, The Origins of the Revolutionary Faith. It says that the history of modern revolutions is the story of people in the groups of ideas and beliefs. In this masterful work, James Billington, whose first book was The Icon and the Axe, it finally establishes him as both a formidable scholar and a sparkling storyteller. But in this book, Fire in the Minds of Men traces the course of the revolutionary faith from its earliest origins in occult Freemasonry to the allegedly scientific Marxism of today.
So who the Marxism hell calls Marxism scientific?
Yeah, scientific.
That's pretty funny.
Say it again.
I say that's pretty funny. Marxism scientific? It's another cult ideology.
It's about talking about the scientific information about Marxism of today is actually the old occult Freemasonry. So, the next picture.
When you say, Jordan, excuse me, when you say old occult Freemasonry, occult means hidden. Are you talking about in the early days, Freemasonry was a hidden theology or was a cult?
Occult or hidden theology.
An occult cult.
Picture you will see.
I like that.
The picture you will see, the page 6 of that book, Fire in the Minds of Men. And now under that, the next picture will be a blow up of an enlargement.
I see.
It says a recurrent mythic model for revolutionaries, early romantics, and the young Karl Marx. The Russians of Lenin's time was Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods for the use of mankind. So what this Promethean faith is that Prometheus was a god, and he supposedly went up into heaven and was listening to the gods in the heavens, what they were going to do, and what they were about to do. And he brought that back down to the earth and told the humans what the gods were going to do. So it was the fire in the minds of men. Then it says the Promethean faith of revolutionaries resembled in many respects the general modern belief that science would lead men out of darkness into light. but there was a more pointed millennial assumption that on the new day that was dawning, the sun would never set. Early during the French Revolution, there developed in the French Revolution something called the solar myth of the revolution, suggesting that the sun was rising on a new era, a new day. That word, new day, is very important, and I'll show you why.
Right.
That the new day, what was dawning, was the sun would never set. Early during the French Revolution was born the solar myth of the revolution, suggesting that the sun was rising on a new era in which darkness would vanish forever.
No, what a lie that was.
The image became implanted at a level of consciousness that simultaneously interpreted something real and produced a new reality. The new reality they sought was radically secular and stringently simple. The idea was not the balanced complexity of the new American Federation, but the occult simplicity of its great seal, an all-seeing eye atop the pyramid over the word Novus Ordo Seclorum. So that's what says on the back of the dollar bill, Novus Ordo Seclorum, on the back of the American dollar bill.
Question.
Yeah.
Was Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill before the Federal Reserve Act was passed on Christmas Eve by a traitorous, treasonous Congress on 2013? Was it on the bill before then, or was this something added after the Federal Reserve took over our currency?
I think it was probably added. I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it's probably added.
I would think. All right. Very good.
Okay. So now the next picture is a picture of Prometheus, the god who stole fire from heaven, and he brought it down to earth. And you're seeing the picture of Prometheus in front of the big building there?
Uh-huh.
That building is the Rockefeller Center, because David Rockefeller and all the Rockefeller family financed the World Communist Party. It was financed because the communists never had any money. They don't work, so they don't have anything. They don't own anything. So you have to feed them and promote them and send them money if you're going to have an enemy. So they have to have an enemy. You've got to have an enemy, because why would you have an army if you don't have an enemy? And so Rockefellers financed the Communist Party. They're not the only people that financed it, but they were one of the few that did.
Okay. So the people ice skating, Jordan, don't have a clue about Prometheus or any of this.
No idea in the world what that big statue is.
No.
The next picture is a little bit better picture, but the third one down, the next one down, is Prometheus, and it zooms in on the fire that he just stole from heaven. And that's the same, the next picture is the same recurrent mythic model for revolutionaries and early romantics, is the young Karl Marx and Russians of Lenin's time, was Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods for the use of mankind. And the fire that Prometheus on the left is holding is the same fire that's on the back of the dime. It's the same fire the Statue of Liberty is holding. It's a fire of revolution. And now we go back to...
All right, hold on. I'm looking at the three picture set, Prometheus on the left with the fire, the dime in the center. I remember that as a little kid. And then on the right, the Statue of Liberty with the same fire. Did the French, when they carved that statue, put that up there for obviously occult and symbolic reasons, the torch?
Yeah, symbolic reasons to let you know America is the land of the Illuminati.
Got it.
And so now, don't be surprised at what happens to our country, because you were founded by the Illuminati to start with. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one says, and I'm just going back over this, was one quote where it says, the millennial assumption that was on the new day that was dawning. So, again, that's very important, the new day. Now, on the next one is Masonic Orders of Fraternity by Manly Hall. Manly P. Hall was a very, very interesting man because he never promoted any one religion. He just attempted to explain all religions and political societies. In his book called Masonic Orders of Fraternity, Manly P. Hall said this. He said, the direct descendant of the essential program of the esoteric schools was entrusted to groups already well-conditioned for the work. The guilds, trade unions, similar protective and benevolent societies had been internally strengthened by the introduction of a new learning. The advancement of the plan required the enlargement of the boundaries of the philosophic overstate. Now, he goes on to say, a world fraternity was needed, sustained by a deep and broad program of education according to the method. There it is again, the method. There is a method to the madness that's going on in America. The method is we've been programmed into accepting crap and garbage as light. And then it goes on to say, a world fraternity was needed, sustained by a deep and broad program of education according to the method. Such a fraternity could not immediately include all men, but it could unite the activities of certain kinds of men,
right,
regardless of their radical or racial religious beliefs, or the nations in which they dwelt. These were, he said, Manly P. Hall said, these were the men of towardness, meaning they're working toward a goal. And these were the men of towardness, those mm-hmm. sons of tomorrow. And right. This is the important part. Whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. He goes on to say, while it is difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be obvious, the broad shape of a design is dimly apparent. The invisible empire. This is why New York is called the Empire State, because it's the invisible empire of world communism that's been working in America for so many years.
It sounds like a fire alarm is going off. Are you okay? What's
yes,
that noise?
All right.
Do you hear
Can
that
you
noise? It's like, yes, there's an alarm going off of some kind. Now, did you hear it?
Not here. Not here. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay. That's strange. All right. Onward.
Then
very
goes
good.
On to say, Manly P. Hall said, while it is difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be, the broad shape of a design was dimly apparent, the invisible empire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next picture down shows the sunrise over the mountains of the east in North Korea.
That's the red dawn.
The sunrise yeah. over the mountain is a symbol of world communism. And there it is in North Korea.
Oh, okay. Well, somehow, dawn of the new day is a symbol for the rise of communism.
For Marxist-Leninist communism.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the sun is going to rise on a new world order soon. And it's going to take over the whole world. So everyone should get up and applaud and dance in the street and
wait. By all means.
And we can't wait till the new dawn comes.
Well, the new dawn is going to bring with it the extermination of 80% of the world's population or thereabouts.
Yeah, well, we've got to be happy about that.
That, don't
so
worry,
the
be happy.
The Communist Party of India is a Marxist-Leninist symbol, Marxist communism. And what is the symbol? The sunrise over the mountains of the east.
Got it.
And the next one below it is the uprising in the Caribbean with Bob Marley and the Wailers. And you'll see what? Behind him, you will see the sun rising over the mountains of the east again.
So he was involved with this from the beginning, Bob Marley.
Oh, you can bet on it. Absolutely. He was, and he was part of the communizing of the people in the Caribbean.
Got it. Smoke dope, be happy, and don't worry about communism. I get it.
Don't worry about it. The next picture shows that these were the sons of tomorrow whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. And what do you see on the stamp in Jerusalem? In Israel, you see the sun rising over the mountains of the east.
Well, where else do we see that sunrise? Where else?
Yeah.
On the Japanese naval flag of today and the Japanese war flag of World War II. Same thing.
Eastern Europe, all the countries that were taken over by the Communist Party have a sunrise behind the mountains. All of them. Mm-hmm. So as you'll see, the next one down is the sunrise behind the mountain. The next one is Romania. Do you see the Romanian symbol?
No, I see a hammer and sickle. Is that what
What's
you're talking about?
What's the next one?
The round, it's the round symbol, yeah, the round disc. Like, okay.
Romania.
I see it. It says State Arms and Romania. I got it.
Okay.
And that's a big sunrise, yes.
The sunrise behind the mountains is the Communist Mongolia. And the horse is running toward the great and beautiful sunrise of world communism in Mongolia.
I'd rather think of it as it's a sunset, Jordan. It's going down. Communism is going away. This is a much more palatable way to look at it. But I understand. you've always talked about that dawn of a new day with the sunrise coming up. And it's one of those... Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? I wish it were going down, but unfortunately, you're right. Now, they've been trumpeting this sunrise imagery for thousands of years, correct?
Of course, and I'm going to show that to you.
So
now, the next one, under the Communist Mongolia, the next picture is one of the Eastern European states that were taken over by the World Communist Party.
Okay.
And it's a little small country, so there's nothing to worry about, but there's the sun rising behind the mountains of the east and the red star and the hammer and the sickle. Beneath that is the sun rising over the mountains of the east again, and this is Armenian.
Hmm.
In Armenia, you'll see the sun rise over the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to the next one. The next one is national emblems of Macedonia, and you'll see the sunrise behind the mountains. And there again is Armenia. In 1919, Armenia, they have a sunrise behind the two mountains of the east. There it is. So Armenia is a communist country. And now we go to other Eastern European countries and just quickly go through them and see the sunrise behind the mountains of the east on each one.
Okay. Hold on, Jordan, just a second. Todd, do you have any idea what that noise is? Email me and let me know. Okay, he has no idea. Okay, it's on Jordan's end, but we don't know how to fix it. So, all right. Jordan?
Yeah.
Excellent. We're going to stop right there for just a minute. We're going to take a break. Todd's going to reconnect with you and see if we can get rid of that fire alarm that's going off, which you can't hear. You'd be driven crazy already. Okay, so we're going to take a break and reconnect with Jordan and see if we can fix this. All right, hold on a minute, gang. We'll be right back. Okay, and we are back. Now, I got a very nice note from Nehru Muhammad. He says that he read that those bodies were props and that the guy was having a smoke break. It was a video shoot, and they were preparing for some kind of a music video about the alleged pandemic. So that may be the answer for that. I'll put that video up for you. Thank you very much, Nehru, for that. Okay, back with Jordan, and we're looking at a very interesting compilation of the former small nation states in Eastern Europe, Western Soviet Union, that were taken under the aegis of the international Marxist, communist, Bolshevik, Zionist hegemony that rode Soviet Russia into the dirt for the better part of a century and resulted in the deaths of about 100 million people. Now, that said, since we know now that the pandemic is being run by essentially the same world
the
global
same
elite,
identical people that
the
are financing
people,
the earliest rise of world
that's
communism
right.
are still doing their job that they have today to try and shut the world down under a world communist new world order.
Well
so
said.
Do you see the sunrise over the mountains of the east?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The next one. There's another one with the red star of communism and the sunrise mm-hmm. over the mountains. And now you go to the next one. The blue background shows the mountains of the east and the sunrise. Do you see that particular symbol?
Hold on. I'm looking for the blue background. Yes, I see it.
The right.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, now the next one is the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union's official color is red, white, and blue. Isn't that interesting? Red, white, and blue for the Soviet Union. And you will see on their little tag, they see the sunrise over the mountains for the Soviet Union.
Describe that banner a little bit. Does that have the golden hammer and sickle in front of the sun rays coming up in the background with a red star above it? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. And you see the bullet?
Don't see the bullet. I see underneath it says something Stan SSR. Something Stan SSR. There's a lake there and a guy on a horse looking at the sunrise coming up with a red star at the top. The next one down has a red.
What about Helena Blavatsky's The Path magazine she put out?
You may be way ahead of the... Oh, you're way ahead of us. Okay. Let's go back up and look at the one with the red star and the golden hammer and sickle in the yellow rays of the rising sun. There's a man on a horse, appears to be holding his right hand up, shielding his eyes, looking at the sunrise.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Now
what
is
that?
The next one.
Okay, that's another country, one of those stands... Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, whatever. It's Stan, SSR. Obviously, the Soviet Socialist Republics, SSR. Okay. Next one is CSS, T-O-C-I-N.
The man on the horse with the blue background. The next
okay,
one
the man on the horse is, he's on a red background. There's another one. You're going fast here. Slow down, just to drop. I want to go back to the one above that because it's got a tractor, it's got farm yep. animals, has a big city, and it looks like a broadcast antenna next to that big city building, high rise,
yeah.
and then the mountains, and then the sunrise, and it looks like wheat on the right. Is that fasci on the right, the wheat?
No, it's just wheat.
Wouldn't it be just wheat? Just agriculture, okay.
But on the bottom, you'll see the hammer and the sickle.
Sure do. Right there. Okay, and the next one is a blue background, man on a rearing horse, black and white.
And the sunrise behind the mountains.
Got it. Every one
All
of them
I wanted
the same.
To do was just show you that the sunrise behind the mountains is a symbol for world communism. So when you see the sunrise behind the mountains, just know that you're looking at a communist symbol. And here, the next one, it shows you the red, white, and blue of the Soviet Union, and then their little emblem shows the sunrise behind the mountains. And there's a
sunrise behind the bullet. Yeah, sure.
Now go down beneath that one, and now you'll see again the red star and the Soviet communist sickle, and behind this little country, and you'll see the sunrise behind the mountains. You go to the next one, you see the path. Do you see that one? The International Official Organ of the Independent Theosophical Society?
Sure.
And what do you see in the middle?
You sunrise.
See the sunrise behind the mountains of the east. And then you see the Star of David and the Nazi swastika.
Now, the next one Wait a minute. I've got to look up a little higher. Okay. I see the swastika. I see the Star of David, six-pointed star, and there's a snake making the circle around it. Okay. Now that says the Path was a magazine devoted to the theosophical message of Madame H.P. Blavatsky. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Good. Another sunrise. Another communist front.
Of Japan.
Yeah.
The sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Well, there it is again. That's what I was talking about earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the next picture beneath that is from one of the eastern countries, Malaysia. It is a sunrise behind the mountains of the east. And then beneath that is another Malaysian city or country. And it also has a sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Are these common symbols, Jordan, these banners, or are they older?
No. They're common, yeah. They're used today.
They're contemporary, okay. Got it.
Contemporary symbols. And in Bolivia and South America, you'll see the sun rising behind the mountains. Well, that's nothing new. We know communism is rampant
there. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Manly P. Hall's book again. The Manly P. Hall books of Orders of Fraternity. And on the bottom, you will see the Masonic Orders of Fraternity. And where he says, if you will scroll down, whose symbol was the blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. While it was difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be obvious to start with, the broad shape of a design is dimly apparent, the invisible empire. So the invisible empire is a mountain, it's the sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
They actually expected people wouldn't notice this?
Yeah, nobody noticed. Nobody's noticed it. Nobody has noticed it. And if they have, they haven't said anything.
No.
These were the men of towardness, the sons of tomorrow, whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. So there we have, the next one down is the British Columbia symbol.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And then we have the British Columbia, or the Columbia Broadcasting System, or the D.C., the District of Columbia, on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next picture is in Arizona. And there's the sunrise behind the mountains of the east in Arizona.
Shame on Nevada, Arizona.
The next one beneath that is the Nevada. And you'll see that. And then we go to the next one, and that's in Montana. You'll see the sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Yeah. Hold on a second. You're going through these fast. They're really interesting. The Nevada symbol is, it's not Nevada, it's Nevada. All right. That's a very subdued, not overly stylized sunrise, but it is there. And you notice the train going over the bridge. And then at the bottom it says, all for our country.
Isn't that wonderful? We'll have
Makes me feel good.
World communal symbol representing our beloved country.
Now, these are current, contemporary logos, we'll call them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Montana, there's another. Montana has a sunrise over the mountains of the east.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to Montana. That did it.
And then you have the royal arms of Romania again. Sunrise mm-hmm. over the mountains of the east. And beneath that, you have another blue background with the horse racing toward the sun rising over the mountains of the east. The communist Mongolia.
When were all these set up? In the 1800s? 1900s? All these
1800s. Uh-huh. With the coming of world communism in the Soviet right. Union. Remember, right. the Soviet Union was called the USSR, the uh-huh. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. This is why I am questioning the socialist systems we have today in America, like Facebook and all the other socialist communication systems
social
that
media.
We have built up in America.
Socialist media.
Social networks.
Socialist networks. Socialist media.
Networks.
Got it.
And so we're supposed to be so happy to join Facebook and give them your picture so they know what you look like.
They'll give them your whole life.
You live. Give them the exact address.
That's right.
So when they get ready
That's
to cut
right.
your head off, they'll know where to come. And then you can show all of your friends and who your friends are on Facebook. And the Jews that own Facebook are going to turn it over to the World Communist Party. And they're going to deal with you very soon. They've got your picture. They got your information. They know where you live. They know what you do for a living. They know who your friends are. And so everything is taken care of. If you are on the socialist network, they know who you are. And they know what you're doing.
Look how clever they were. They got everyone to build their own dossier on themselves in the computer database of the Soviet regime here, Soviet States of America. So we built our own dossier, our own surveillance grid.
That's right.
How clever. So it's like getting people to ask for the vaccine, Jordan. It's going to kill many of them. They did that with psychology, too.
Well, you know, can't help it because the people love it. They love to join socialist, communist networks. Never realizing for a moment what is coming is part of their doing. You join the socialist networks, mm-hmm. and so you're a socialist yourself. So don't be surprised when you find out what they have in mind for you. Here's the great seal of the state of Ohio.
Hold on, I got another note here. Do you know, Jordan, that, and we would figure this out logically anyhow, but with the stimulus checks giving people help, and now with a lot of jobs open, they can't find enough employee applicants to fill the jobs because the people want to sit home on their asses and get their stimulus checks.
If you're a good
That's
communist,
right.
you're supposed to sit and let them
Takes
feed.
Away all initiative. Gone. Goodbye.
That's it. If you're a good communist and you've joined the socialist networks, then why don't you just stay home, put your mask on, stay 6 foot apart, and we hope you die. You're going to die real soon.
If you don't die, we're going to make sure you do.
They're going to make sure you die very soon. You're not working, you're not making any money, and you're not feeding yourself. And so the next picture down is the great seal of the state of Ohio. Do you see that?
Outrageous.
Okay. What's the next one?
The next one is Kansas.
Kansas. See the sunrise over the mountains?
Yeah, sure. What does ad astra per aspera mean? Any guesses? You up on your Latin?
I don't know. It's all a bunch of crap.
That's what it means. This is all a bunch of crap. I'll bet it does. That's what it means. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a cute little drawing. Look at it. It's very clever. Purple mountains, majesty, sunrise coming up. How many stars in the sky there? Let me see if I can count them. 4, 8, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 33 stars. 33 degrees.
Well, how appropriate.
Yeah, there it is.
So that's for Kansas. The next one below that is for Arizona. What do you see if it's not the man standing there with a shovel and a pick, and you see the sunrise over the mountains of the east?
All these labor symbols, hammer and sickle, communism. Symbol. Yeah.
That's why you have to get out there and labor and make money.
Wow.
Your masters who own you.
All right. We'll do one more. The Great Seal of the State of Nevada. We're back here with Nevada. Now, that's a different one.
Yep, it's a different one.
But still, these drawings...
That, just keep going just keep going.
Well, we have to take a break right now. We're going to stop. Jordan, hold on, please. We're going to stop with Nevada and take our break here at the top of the hour. We'll go through the next hour. We won't take a break, so we'll get all this done. There's plenty of time. All for our country, Nevada. Yeah. I wonder if... Did all these... Oh, there's a bunch of stars there, too. I'll count these during the break. I wonder if these all had to be passed to a committee for approval before they rolled them out.
It has to be through a committee because that's what the word Soviet means. The very word Soviet means a small committee of unelected officials who decide what the law will be. They're not elected. They are communist agents. But they don't know anything about communism, so they'll never know. They just do what they're told to do, and then they make their money, and they go home, and they're happy. And everybody's happy because they got a job.
But they have
no idea in the world what's really going on.
Nope, they got their smartphone and their big screen TV, and what the hell do they care? Hold on a minute. We're going to be right back with Mr. Jordan Maxwell, and we'll continue our tour of what the hell is going on out there.